there have been storm clouds gathering over the Capitol. For months, actually. The deficit got worse and worse, the Tea Party stronger and stronger, the politicians more and more polarized. And now, the clouds are thicker than ever. Just hours before dawn on Saturday morning, House Republicans, prodded by fervent Tea Party freshmen, passed a bill slashing government spending by $61 billion immediately.
On this vote, the yeas are 235, the nays are 189, the bill is passed.
So, government spending is cut, right? Well, not quite. The president says, no dice. He threatened a veto before the bill was even passed, and upped the ante on Speaker John Boehner. Now, the cuts in that bill, health programs, nutrition, education, tuition assistance, clean water, and yes, some modest cuts to defense spending. Now, John Boehner, with conservatives and Tea Partiers raging behind him, has to negotiate with the Democrats in the Senate and with Barack Obama. They have a bit of time, but not much. Government funding runs out March 4th. No deal by then means a government shutdown. Sound familiar?
The Congress has refused to pass legislation that would keep the federal government open to serve the American people. This has never happened before for this length of time in the whole history of the Republic.
Remember, the large fight that led to the shutdown was on whether or not the president would submit a balanced budget scored in 7 years.
Speaker Newt Gingrich and President Bill Clinton in 1995. The political stakes are high. The power of the Tea Party, John Boehner's control over the House, roiling with anti-Obama conservatives, Barack Obama's re-election. The last time we saw this movie in 1995, Bill Clinton won. Now, some lawmakers, like Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill, who's up for re-election in 2012, say there's no reason the government has to shut down.
Well, I'm going to be optimistic that everyone behaves like adults here and we can sit down and get this worked out. The bottom line is we all want cuts. We can find a compromise.
Lawmakers can buy themselves more time. If they get close to March 4th with no deal on cuts, all they have to do is use a continuing resolution, a CR, to extend government spending at current levels for 4 days, a week, whatever it takes to get a deal. But to that, Boehner says no.
But I am not going to move any kind of short-term CR at current levels.
And then Boehner said this.
When we say we're going to cut spending, read my lips. We're going to cut spending.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Remember Claire McCaskill a minute ago, talking to Republicans and Democrats about compromise, about being adults? As soon as you hear a politician say, read my lips, you know you're in for a ride. Well, that's the budget scene as it stands right now in Washington, D.C., with a government shutdown looming. Joining us this morning with some perspective on this movie, which some of us feel like we may have seen before, Nate Persily, professor of law and political science at Columbia University. He's author of the book Public Opinion and Constitutional Controversy. Nate, good morning.
Good morning.
Nate, how likely does it look to you that the government will shut down? How many of these ingredients, how many of these actors seem the same as 1995?
Well, many of the actors are the same. In some ways, the prescription for and the prospect for a government shutdown is greater given the ideological distance between the parties today as compared to previously. So I'd say there's a good chance.
It seems from where I sit that Democrats are a little more excited or expectant of a government shutdown. They're talking it up a lot. Republicans are saying, we don't want it. It's not going to happen unless Democrats make it happen. Is that true? Why would Democrats want this more than Republicans right now?
Well, the last time around, they think they gained politically from it. And so if passed as prologue, they think that Republicans will be blamed for the government shutdown and that it will advantage them politically. But things are a lot different now than they were 15 years ago.
Different how?
Well, in part, Barack Obama was much more popular and then has dropped much more than Bill Clinton did back then. Also, I think that the movable middle in American politics has shrunk considerably over that time. And so right now, although Barack Obama has done better in approval ratings since the election, it's possible that that Republicans will cheer on the Republicans, Democrats will cheer on the Democrats, and independents will just feel alienated.
And the results of the last election, as everyone claimed a mandate, of course, cut spending. People said they've sent us to Washington to cooperate and get things done. A government shutdown suggests that no one in Washington is actually listening, still just business as usual. That's what it suggests to me.
Well, I think that this, what we're seeing is, you know, the two parties have ideologically divergent paths in dealing with budget deficit and the economy. And the fact that they can't compromise represents some of the divisions in the U.S. itself. I mean, the American people, on the one hand, want to cut the deficit, but they also like government programs. And so the fact that there's a mixed message being sent to politicians is no surprise.
So the democracy is broken, right? We have wave election after wave election. We whipsaw back and forth. Then as soon as we have an election where one side wins big, they can't agree and the government may grind to a halt. It sounds like things are really broken.
Well, this is the system that we have. I mean, the framers of the Constitution wanted to make policymaking difficult. So we have a president and Congress, and they have to agree in order to pass major legislation, including the budget. And so the fact that we are divided as a country and politically at the elite levels is not conducive to policymaking. But someone will buckle, and someone is going to pay for this politically, and we'll see who that's going to be as the drama unfolds.
All right, so let's get real politic, Nate. Personally, you just set yourself up. It's time for a prediction. If there is a government shutdown, we can't predict if there will be, but if there is, who comes away the winner, do you think, in this scenario?
I still think that Obama probably comes out the winner, but it depends on how this is posed. I mean, so right now, if they frame it as they did 15 years ago, as the Republicans are shutting down the government, and if that meme sticks, then I think the Democrats are advantaged politically. But the truth is, Americans care more about the economy than they do the deficit, and they always have. And so who benefits from all this is really dependent on how the economy is doing. And if the economy is doing well, then the incumbent president always benefits.
Well, the economy is not doing well. The incumbent president hopes it does better by 2012. And in the meantime, the real potential for a government shutdown, we'll see in a couple of weeks. Nate Persily, professor of law and political science at Columbia University, author of the book Public Opinion and Constitutional Controversy. Nate, thanks.
Thank you.